to indicate the placement of Pranapada in different houses. But these are extreme positions. Right? What happens when the Pranapada is in Lagna and there is not only a problem in the delivery, there is also danger to the head at the time of the delivery. So what happens then? You know, sometimes the delivery gets delayed and the noose gets tightened around the thing, oxygen supply to the head doesn't go properly. So then you know that the child which is born will have all sorts of problems pertaining to the brain. So the Pranapada in the first house is dangerous. It can affect the brain. You see the words he has used. Weak, sickly. Why? Because you didn't get oxygen in birth. Dumb, lunatic, dull-witted, defective limb, miserable, and emaciated. These are all the worst case scenarios where the Lord of Pranapada becoming weak means Lord of Lagna has also become weak. Both Lagna and Pranapada have got connected. Oh my God, that's a dangerous situation. So if the Lagna, that means the moment the Pranas become weak, the whole body is falling apart. The head is falling apart. The brain is not functioning. Now let's see some people who have Pranapada in Lagna. So it can be in the 12th house or in Lagna. So you're not sure. Anybody else?
You just did it basically in the first house. Not sure about that.
You're not sure about that.
First house.
Pranapada in Lagna.
Yeah, because none of them are
sure. You are sure. Let's do some studies. Okay, let's do this chat.
Chalo bata. One minute.
Tula Lagna,
Libra Lagna. I just want to know the Lagna. What are the planets in Lagna?
No planet in Lagna.
No planet is Lagna, but the Pranapada is there. So PP is in Lagna in Libra.
Yes. Where is Venus?
Fifth house.
Where is Saturn? 12th
house.
Which house? Which?
Yes. Saturn is in 12th house. Venus is in the 5th house. Rahu?
Rahu 11th house.
Good. Rahu is in 11th house. So, can we say that he is going to be very thin? See, emaciated. The language is very extreme. What is the language I used? Thin. That's all. Emaciated. Instead of emaciated, I will say he is thin. I don't see him emaciated. You see my point? The language can be very extreme. The translation can be very extreme. These are translations. Lunatic. No, I don't see any such problem. Why is he not a lunatic person? Why?
Venus.
So Venus. So people born in Tula Lagna and Taurus Lagna do not become lunatics. He is in the 5th house. Venus as the Lagna Lord and the Lord of Pranapada is in the 5th house. Okay. What else do I need to confirm for lunacy? 11th house. Look at the 11th house. If there is too much fire in the 11th house, that could cause problems. Particularly the 25th nakshatra from Lagna. 25th nakshatra from Lagna. Okay? Do we have a cool planet over there or a hot planet over there? Rahu is there. Cool. No problem. So I don't see. Okay. Sickly. Were you sickly in childhood?
Yes, sir.
For 5 years or 4 years? How many years?
I am having chronic bronchial asthma from the childhood.
At the age of 2 years, roughly you said. No, I think it's right from the beginning, but it was detected as chronic from 2 years. Detection happened in 2 years, but it is from childhood he had chronic bronchial asthma. So there is some disease. When the Pranapada is in Lagna, there is some disease. How to detect the disease?
See the Rashi where the Lord of Pranapada is placed. Lord of Pranapada is in which Rashi over here? Who is the Lord? Rahu. Rahu. What does Rahu do?
Breathing difficulty. You know, his neck got cut.
Rahu's neck was cut. If your neck is cut, you will have breathing difficulty.
Do you think so?
Rahu, always breathing difficulty. Keep that in mind. Asthma, other things, all come from Rahu.
So it works, perfectly it works.
So what do you have to do to overcome this? Make Shukra strong. How to make Shukra strong?
Eat sweets.
Take ghee. Yogurt. Eat curd, yogurt. With that bronchial asthma will go away.
लक्ष्मी मंत्र उससे ब्रोंकियल अस्थमा चले
जाएगा
तो क्या हो जाएगा पैसे आ जाएंगे तो
आप ठीक कर दोगे
राइट सो यू नीड टू थिंक ऑफ अ वे बाय विच शुक्र कैन बी टेकन आउट ऑफ द ग्रास्प ऑफ राहु डलमिटेड आई डोंट थिंक सो शुक्र इज वेरी इंटेलिजेंट लग्नेश इन फर्स्ट इज वेरी इंटेलिजेंट धीमंत योगा So that's good. You did well in school, right? Okay. Pranapada in the second house, abundant grains, wealth, attendance, children, fortune. Shall we leave that? Pranapada in third, mischievous, proud, hard-hearted, very dirty and disrespectable, disrespectfulness. Who has got Pranapada in third? You are not proud?
Maybe the first two.
First two. Mischievous. Ah. Shani. Yes. Shani is the Lord of Pranapada. A little bit of mischief is definitely indicated. Now, why did he talk about disrespecting elders?
Did you listen to your dad and mom?
Me?
No.
No. Right. Slowly. We'll be arriving at the point slowly. Because Saturn rules it. So immediately I ask, what about the sun and moon? Definitely Saturn will not like the sun. You think that they are stupid. You belong to a wrong generation.
That my parents are stupid?
Yeah. You think they are not stupid or you think they are stupid?
but okay. I disrespect them.
You don't disrespect them. Maybe the language is extreme. I don't like this. You know, the translations are very extreme. The worst case scenario. I don't think you disrespect them. Your Lord of the Pranapada is exalted. So you don't, an exalted planet cannot be mean. You are mean, okay? But you can't listen to them. It's not possible. Something is wrong with these elder generations. Somehow they don't understand that the world has gone so much forward. They are still so bad. What do you say? Okay, you need to think about this. But it does work. Maybe not. See, the thing is, these words are extreme words. Okay? It may not be disrespect, but I can't listen to them. It's not possible, right? And proud, maybe a little bit. Hard-hearted, no. You are very kind. Just some of those boyfriends, you know, they need to be told their place. What do you say?
They need to be told what?
They need to be told what their place is.
Oh yeah, I tell them that.
Yeah, the Lord of Pranapada is in the 12th house. The moment they try to play funny, you just tell them, hey, lay off. Right? And you can be very tough with them. Do you send some of them for shopping things for you? Shopping. If you are busy, do you send them on shopping errands and things like that? You do right. See.
I know.
It's okay. That's the way you are. Saturn exalted in the 12th house. My boyfriend is my servant. Think think about it.
Goes to the toilet.
He wants this. He wants me to smile. Fine. Go first do 10 things for me and then I'll put my smile. Oh, poor guy.
She smiled.
So you need to find a person with pranapada enlargement to match you.
Service with a smile.
Service for a smile.
For a smile.
So do you understand? Most of it does work. All I'm saying, Cindy, is it can't always be perfect. Because then the Lord is exalted. It's not irritated. It's exalted and it has good qualities. It has very good qualities, an exalted planet. So it's not that bad. But imagine somebody, let us say the pranapada would be in Pisces. And let us say in the third house and Jupiter is debilitated. It's pathetic. Don't you think? So pranapada, let us see, how about sixth house? Pranapada in sixth house? Nobody? Does he have digestive problems? One thing you must bear in mind, whichever house is in the seventh from Pranapada, that house will suffer. So if Pranapada is in seventh house, Lagna suffers. If Pranapada is in third house, parents suffer. Right? Because that is what you don't like. The pranas, somehow it feels as if the pranas are going away. Loss of pranas are happening. So if Pranapada is in Lagna, you think your spouse is like, she's taking away my pranas. You don't treat her properly. You may be saying things which are not right. And then she may get angry and you may have to miss lunch.
Can you say that the seventh one consumes more energy?
No, it's a loss of prana. Prana can also lie. Oxygen. Like you can say there is no oxygen in the house. You see the point here? It is as if there is no oxygen in the house. Saas rain de paas. Saas rain de paas.
That's the right word. Saas rain de
paas. Does it feel right? Prana pala and lanna. I can't breathe when she is around. Is it positive or negative? It's positive in the beginning because it causes a lot of sudden surges. After some time it is choking. So pranapada in lagna can be a problem. Pranapada in third house can be a problem. Why? Because the opposite to that is the ninth house. Every time you come across your parents and elders, you feel, oh my God, I need to run away, I can't breathe. I just need to go. And the worst part is when you go away, you feel, what happened to all my luck? Right? Pranapada in Lagna, you got it. Pranapada in seventh house. What a problem. What is the meaning of Pranapada in seventh house? The self. So what does it mean?
Self feels like it's losing prana. Lagna, it's losing prana.
But how can the lagna lose prana? How?
You just feel like...
Self-destruction.
Right. Tendency to self-destroy. And planets placed there will make you work in such a way that you could be self-destructive. You overdo things. You do things without even caring about your health and things like that. What else it can be? If it is the 10th lord, it is your work. If it is 5th lord, it's your children. Whatever is in the 7th from Pranapada is a problem. Because it opposes your prana.
Okay. So you understood this. In the 6th house, what happens? The 6th house consumes all your pranas. So that's how you become sick very easily.
Green eye. What is green eye? All your pranas are wasted in the 7th house matters in the Pranapada in the 7th house. Too many girlfriends, too many boyfriends, fierce appearance, unworthy of respect. Why? Opposing the lagna. So such people can become very lazy. They are running after girls, having girlfriends all the time, doing all sorts of nonsense. And you are doing things which are hurting your own name and reputation. So Pranapada in the 7th house is not good for your reputation. You could end up hurting your own reputation. You could say things which are stupid. Who else is there? Right? Good. Remember that you are studying just the worst case scenarios. A whole thing can be altered by the placement of planets and lords. Three things have to be borne in mind. Number one, is there a planet? Number two, if not, there is a lord. If not, aspects. Three things can alter the pranas. First is the lord, if he goes up somewhere. The first is the planet in the pranapada. These things will be very true if there are no planets in the pranapada. If there is a planet, then it is possible you will get the results of the houses that the planet owns. Because he is sitting there. So do you have a planet in Lagna?
No.
So that means Pranapada in Lagna will work 100%. She doesn't have a planet in the third house, right, Cindy? So Pranapada in the third house will work. But let us say the case of just a Vajra Pranapada.
Pranapada is in Makara, there is no planet.
So it will work for you, 10th house. Anybody with Pranapada conjuring a planet? Okay, let's try yours. But that's too confusing. One planet?
One.
One planet will do one planet. So what's your Pranapada?
Cancer.
Her Pranapada is in Cancer with Venus in it. Now Venus is the lord of which houses?
Two and nine.
There you go. So therefore, although the Pranapada seems to be in the 11th house, it is not in the 11th house. Venus is sitting there. So it's either in the 2nd house or it is in the 9th house. That is the result we are getting. So when we go to the 2nd house, abundant fortune, very good family, belonging to a good family, maybe belonging to a royal family, good lineage, good. You see that? Maybe that is true. Or endowed with sons, no. Many children? No, just one children, one daughter. Very rich, maybe. Fortunate, yes. Charming, yes. Serves others. And not wicked, skillful. Yeah, she was skillful. She did work for a long time. So, we can say one of these two is very strong. Now, how to choose? In her case, Venus is in an even sign. Venus is in Cancer in an even sign. So, choose the odd sign of Venus. Which is the odd sign of Venus? Libra. So the results that you have to read has to be for Pranapada in 2nd house. Am I clear now? When a planet is in Pranapada, the whole Pranapada is getting altered. The planet out there is going to push the Pranapada results as if it is in some other sign. If Venus is going to be in the Pranapada, in Cancer, then we say, okay, Venus is in a Chararashi, in even sign. So it will give the results of the odd sign. So therefore, Libra we have to choose and not Taurus. Did you understand? It's in Cancer, right? Cancer is an even sign. So I have to pick up Libra and not Taurus. Therefore, I have to read the results of Pranapada in 2nd house, not in 9th house. And in any case, 11th house Pranapada is not going to work. Now, what happens when two or three planets are there? then I have to choose whichever is the strongest planet. Let's try this chart.
Saturn.
Where is Pranapada? Don't say Saturn.
Cancer ascendant. Pranapada is in 5th house.
Pranapada is in?
Scorpio.
Scorpio. Vrishchika.
Vrishchika. With Saturn, Mercury and Ketu.
Saturn, Mercury and Ketu are there. So which planet is the strongest over there?
Ketu.
Ketu is there. So how can we ignore it? So that Ketu holds that Rashi or it is Mina Rashi. That Rashi is much stronger on sign. So Pranapada says that. You get the results of Pranapada in the house. It doesn't move in your face. Okay, anybody else?
Pranapada in Leo with Jupiter.
So then you have to choose which sign?
Leo.
Pranapada is in Leo with Jupiter. So which sign will I use?
9 and
Pisces. What is 9th house? How house? We are talking of signs. Pisces. Meena Rashi. Why? Because Jupiter is owning 2 Rashis. Dhanu Rashi, Meena Rashi. If you don't use the words, your logic will never become pakka. You can't say 9. 9 is house. It is not a Rashi. If you don't use the right words, your logic will never become solid. Your brain will think wrong. So, Dhanu Rashi and Meena Rashi are the 2 Rashis of Jupiter. Jupiter is in Leo and on sign, so the even side will be stronger. So, Pisces is going to be stronger. What is your Lagna?
Aries.
So, I have to read signs, results of Pranapada in 12th house. So, what shall I read about Pranapada in 12th house? Mean, wicked, defective limb, hates Brahmins and relatives, eye diseases or one eye. Extreme scenario. No, all that is not true. It is not true. Number one, the sign is Pisces, one of the finest signs for the Pranapada to be. One of the best signs for the Pranapada is Pisces. It can't be present there. Pisces Pranapada itself is said to be fantastic. The person cannot hate, Brahmin here is learned people. He cannot hate learned people, but he can suffer from professional jealousy. He will suffer from jealousy of colleagues. Because this is the 12th house. Secret enemies will be there. He will suffer from secret enemies. Okay. Now you know where the secret enemies are coming from. That is professional jealousy which is coming because of Jupiter. Knowledge. So there is a clash of knowledge. Okay. Defective limbed, I do not know. That I don't think is appearing over here. Because Jupiter seems to be extremely well placed in the 5th house. Mean and wicked will not apply for Pisces. But he can get mean sometimes, but not wicked definitely. Pisces cannot be wicked, but it can be mean sometimes. For whom is it mean? For relatives? Sometimes for friends? Maybe. We'll see that matter. Relatives can be a problem. Why? Why are relatives a problem? Because the opposite sign from the Pranapada is a problem. If Pranapada is in 12th house, where is the problem? 6th house. 6th house is the house of relatives. Maternal relatives, to be more precise. He will have problems from maternal relatives. Eye diseases, his aspects. Not bad. Done. Did you understand how to study this? Just because Pranapada in 5th house, don't just start rattling off. It doesn't work. Look, is there a planet sitting in that house? If it is, then the Pranapada is really not there. Because that planet is going to force the Pranapada to give results of some other house and not. So Pranapada you think is in the 7th house, it is not in 7th house. My Pranapada is in 7th house and I always show and then people read. Green eye, never libidinous, fierce appearance. Oh my God, Guruji has got lots of girlfriends, huh? My wife will probably think, I hope he at least looked at one or two, so that by mistake he'll look at me. The 7th house mandal has created too much hell. You see the point? Because mandal is in 7th house in all the divisions. It's like Hanuman.
He's got all one problem. So, which planet is there? Second or ninth? And what sign is that? Virgo. Mars in Virgo is in an even sign. So where is the Pranapada going to? Results. Results is Aries. So it is as if Pranapada is in Aries. In the second house. So the results of the second house will come true. Not the ninth. So what are the results? Abundant grace. That is true. I was born in a house of plenty. Where attendance, I've always had servants throughout my life. It is unbelievable. In fact, many times people think that what sort of a man you are. You are an astrologer and you are always behaving as if you are a king. Even now I've come here. Now I got a corn out there. There's Mohan is looking after the corn and he's doing everything and we have a detailed discussion. And people are surprised that Mohan is my doctor. And he's cured me, see? He's better than all these doctors. So it's not a question. There are people to help him. There are people to look after him. There is a big family. Second house is family. Gotra. It's not about attendance and servants. It's about having people with you. Family. His family is big. And the second house is big family. And the family just keeps growing. And what is family? Look at the Mangal. Mangal is in seventh house. Even outsiders are my family. Zoran is my one son, elder son. Vishnu is my younger son. And now I've got another kid out there. And all of you are my sons and my daughters. That's the way I think. That's my family. Only problem is that weakness will be there.
Yeah, but it's food.
Health. I've already counted the number of rasgullas and gulab jamuns that have been given. 14 plus 14. 28 are there.
And I've counted how many students are here, so how we can allocate, I've been thinking.
You should put karma rasgullas.
Weakness to hoga. Mars in the 7th house, the person is obsessed with sweets.
क्या बोल दिया मैं